In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel, our Lord laments the hardness of hearts of those he is speaking to us, in that they can decipher the weather from the signs that they observe in the sky or the wind, and yet they are closed in their hearts and not recognizing the one who is with them, that the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, has arrived, and that they do not recognize his presence. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? That they have failed in their hardness of heart to recognize him who was promised. And so our Lord laments their hardness of heart and their being able to decipher things of the earth, natural things, but not supernatural, not spiritual matters. And so the key for us to remember is to keep our hearts always open to the grace and light of the Holy Spirit, that we truly allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, who dwells in our soul to help us on our path to heaven, to help us to follow Jesus and to know what is good, know what is evil, and not to allow ourselves to be influenced or in any way influenced in following that path, above all that path which is to lead to holiness and to grow in God's grace. Today we honor Saint Anthony Mary Claret, who was the founder of the Claretians, and also he was from Spain, and he was appointed to be the bishop of Santiago in Cuba, where he remained for some years as the bishop, and he undertook a great work of reform, of reforming the church, reforming society. Meaning that he was determined to remove bad influences from society, such as houses of ill repute and so forth. And he was very effective in reforming society and reforming the church, so much so that he began to have enemies who, and even had an attempt of assassination on his life while he was there. He and the person who tried to attempt to assassinate him with a knife was given the death penalty, but he was able to influence the judge to commute it to life in prison. Saint Anthony also, while he was there, was an exorcist. He did many exorcisms, and also he preached missions and was a renowned preacher, and was very, very effective in his preaching. Especially, he spoke often about modesty and how important modesty and dress was. And he said that when we die, if we have been wearing immodest clothing, when we die and we stand before Jesus, he's going to say, "Whose image is this?" And the response is going to be the devil's. And he says, and then with that response, that the person would be condemned. That there's a connection with immodesty and taking on and imitating the devil in his turning away from God, Also, he was a prophet, and several times he prophesied events that would happen. Once he was talking to a group of women. He talked to a group of women who were so caught up in their refinery and their fancy clothing and their refinery. He told them, "Do you not know that in 6 months you will die?" And in 6 months those women died. Another time he was preaching a mission, and he said, "For those who come to the mission, God will bless your harvest. For those who do not attend the mission, God will punish you by destroying your harvest." And those who did not attend, their harvest was actually destroyed by a storm, a severe storm, and those who attended, their crops had been protected. Eventually, he was recalled to Spain, where he was asked to be the confessor of the Queen of Spain, Queen Isabella II, I believe, second. And while he was in Spain as her confessor, he continued his work of publishing books. He was very eager to use books as a source of conversion, a source of assisting people in their following Jesus Christ. And so he's one of the patrons of book publishing or of the printing press. And eventually, unfortunately, the Queen, he had a lot of suffering in his life. He attended the Second Vatican Council, and he defended and voted for the recognition of infallibility of the Pope. But eventually, the Queen was deposed, and she was sent into exile. And he, as her confessor, was also sent into exile. So he was sent to France, and exiled to France, and would eventually die in France in exile at a Cistercian house. So he was very courageous in following Christ, very courageous in speaking the truth. But like so many that went before him, he was persecuted and suffered greatly for that. And also, finally, he was a great promoter of devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Immaculate Heart of Mary being a key for us in loving and following Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so we ask St. Mary Anthony Colette today to help us to be courageous in our own daily witness in following Christ and sharing our faith, and that we have recourse with great confidence to that heart of our Mother. Her Immaculate Heart will give us strength and courage to give witness to her Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.